This goes to Dr. Sahay, S-A-H-A-Y, fax 989-956-9165. And Dr. Islam, I-S-L-A-M, fax is 989, and leave the rest blank, we will fill it in, regarding Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, middle initial L, like Larry, Sellon, S-E-L-L-O-N, like November, date of birth January 13th of 1954. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mr. Sellers, who was sent for evaluation of gross proteinuria. He is a 68-year-old patient who was diagnosed with multiple myeloma in July of 2021, also had an extramedullary plasmacytoma that was treated with radiation. He had a 24-hour urine test done on August 9th of 2021, and that did reveal nephrotic range of proteinuria. He did undergo treatment with Velcade and Revlimid, and he developed edema and pulmonary difficulties, orthopnea, and severe shortness of breath, and the chemotherapy had to be stopped. The Revlimid was suspected, so all the chemo was stopped, and then he had a autologous stem cell bone marrow transplant on February 24th of this year. And following the bone marrow stem cell transplant, it was suggested that he receive Velcade as suppressive therapy. The first dose was unremarkable, no side effects, no difficulties. Then he received the second dose on May 4th of this year and started to swell and also developed severe shortness of breath. He could not sleep laying down and had to sleep in his lazy chair in an upright position due to severe shortness of breath. He went into the emergency room at Mid-Michigan Medical Center in Mount Pleasant due to the severe shortness of breath and exertional dyspnea. He had a chest x-ray done and a 12-lead EKG. EKG was normal. No acute ischemic process was noted. Sodium was low at 126. Pro-BNP was elevated at 3,760, and previously it was 5,000. Chest x-ray showed mild to moderate cardiomegaly, pulmonary vascular congestion with moderate bilateral pleural effusions. And he was started on Lasix 40 milligram daily and took that for about 3 days until the symptoms were relieved. Now he would like to stop the Velcade due to the second severe adverse effect that seems to have occurred after resuming that treatment. He is feeling better today. He denies chest pain or palpitations. Currently, he has shortness of breath with exertion, but no more orthopnea, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no dizziness or syncopal episodes, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He has medication-related constipation without blood or melena, no current edema. He does have neuropathic pain and tingling in his feet following chemo administration. No lesions or ulcerations. Past medical history is significant for the multiple myeloma, diagnosed in July of 2021 with an extramedullary plasmacytoma in his chest, treated with radiation, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypertension, a history of a seizure once in 2019, but none since. Lytic bone lesions suggested on PET scan. Hyperthyroidism, probable Graves' disease, and hypomagnesemia. Past surgical history, he had the autologous bone marrow stem cell transplant, 2/24 of 22. Permanent pacemaker placement was in 2020. He's had cardioversion and then cardiac ablation in 2020. History of a severe right ankle fracture with hardware in place, a normal colonoscopy, and a mandible fracture surgery. Social history, he is married, lives with his wife, he's retired. He is an ex-smoker who quit smoking in January of 2022. That was required before he could have a bone marrow transplant. He consumes 6 beers a week and denies illicit drug use. Family history, mother with breast carcinoma, father had ALS, also coronary artery disease and liver cirrhosis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to IV contrast, iodine type, Revlimid, and Velcade, V-E-L-C-A-D-E. Medications, he's on Bisoprolol, 5 milligram, 2 tablets twice a day, Norvasc, 10 milligram daily, Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day, Tapazole, 2.5 milligram 3 times a week, Acyclovir, 400 milligram twice a day for prevention of viral infection, Norco, 10/325, one tablet every 6 hours as needed, Lasix, 20 milligrams, 2 daily as needed for edema, not used for several days, Centrum, silver daily, magnesium, 400 milligram daily. Physical examination, height is 69 inches, weight 160 pounds, pulse 76, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure is 130 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no JVD at 45 degrees, lungs are clear on the right and diminished in the left base, about halfway up. Heart is regular, without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, flat, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly or masses. Extremities, he's got no peripheral edema, no lesions or ulcerations, 1 to 2+ pretibial pulses bilaterally. Decreased sensation in the feet and toes. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 4th of 2022. His creatinine was 1.2, which was improved. Sodium, 127. Potassium is 4.9. Calcium is 8.6. Carbon dioxide, 24. Albumin is normal at 4.3. Liver enzymes also were normal. Hemoglobin is 11.1 with normal platelets, normal white count. April 20th, 2022, creatinine is 1.4, calcium 9.8, sodium 128, potassium is 4.8, carbon dioxide 21, albumin 4.5, again normal. Hemoglobin 11.6. Normal white count, normal platelets. Thyroid studies, TSH is 2.22, free T4 1.15, free T3 is 3.5. His serum protein electrophoresis low beta at 0.56, low gamma globulin 0.4, low total protein, or normal total protein at 6.4. IgG is 530, IgA 106, and IgM is less than 25. Magnesium level was 1.4. Iron studies were normal. And the 24-hour protein was 1.41, gross proteinuria, but not nephrotic range. assessment and plan, gross proteinuria, currently non-nephrotic range. Nephrotic syndrome is generally high levels of protein in the urine and also low albumin levels and increased edema. The patient presently doesn't fit this these criteria for nephrotic syndrome, but he does still have gross proteinuria, which we will need to monitor. The question is, what is the etiology of the gross proteinuria? Cardiac is a possibility, and we would like to see if his cardiologist would like to check an echocardiogram. The chest x-ray did reveal cardiomegaly, also pleural effusions. So it's possibly some of the edema is cardiac in nature and the and could be treated also. At the other consideration, primary amyloidosis can occur, which leads to plasma cell deposits in the kidneys. That would be evidenced by increased level of protein in the urine and low albumin levels and worsening of edema. At that point, we would recommend a biopsy of his kidney. But since this is not occurring at this time, we will not pursue that possible differential diagnosis. What we will do is continue to monitor labs monthly with a protein to creatinine ratio. He also will follow a low-salt diet, and he will avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. He will continue to follow up for his multiple myeloma care and evaluation, and he's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 3 to 4 months or sooner if deterioration in renal function is noted. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.